No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 8th day of December 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Now, for those who believe that it is a generally well-settled proposition that Joe Biden won the presidential contest nationwide, and this would not include, by the way, quite a few Republican elected officials, well, this latest development may come as either something of a shock or totally expected, perhaps depending upon your level of cynicism when it comes to a question of political dysfunction. The Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, has filed suit against Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the so-called battleground states in election 2020. The allegation here that those states made unconstitutional changes to their laws before the election. And if not for those changes, Donald Trump would have won the election. Steve Vladek is the Charles Allen Wright Chair in Federal Courts at the University of Texas School of Law. His area of expertise includes the federal courts, of course, and constitutional law, and he joins us now. Professor Vladek, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks, David. Good to be with you.
Let's break this thing down. What exactly is Texas arguing that the states did? And in fact, by filing this case, are they not, in a sense, conceding that someone other than Donald Trump won this election?
Yeah, I mean, David, I think we should start with the notion that this is just a completely preposterous filing by the state of Texas. And I think it's pretty telling that the filing is signed by Attorney General Paxton with no one from the office of Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins on it. You know, that's the office that usually represents Texas in the Supreme Court. This was too crazy for even them. But, you know, I think what this really is an effort to try to force the Supreme Court's hand. You know, we've heard about these cases going on in each of the states Texas is suing. And I think this is the Attorney General trying to jump the queue and basically say, hey, Supreme Court, you know, it's now or never. You got to resolve this election. David, it's worth stressing, this has never been done before. It's not the kind of case the Supreme Court usually likes to take in this context. And there are lots of procedural problems with this. So, you know, one does walk away with the sort of view that this might be as much a PR stunt from Attorney General Paxton as a serious legal objection to how four other states ran their elections.
Let's assume that it is a serious legal objection for the sake of argument. The reason this would be in the U.S. Supreme Court is because one state would be suing another and there's no other venue?
That's right. So under both the Constitution and the statutes Congress has enacted governing the federal courts, when one state wants to sue one or more other states, the U.S. Supreme Court has what's called exclusive jurisdiction, meaning you can only go there. And indeed, the case starts there. So what Texas has filed is the very first thing to initiate such a suit. It's called a motion for leave to file. Basically, dear Supreme Court, will you let us bring this original jurisdiction action against these four other states? That motion, you know, will be briefed. It will go to the full Supreme Court, and it can be granted by any five justices. I think it's just worth stressing, they're not going to grant it. I mean, this is, you know,
You seem pretty certain about this, Professor. They're not going to grant it.
I mean, I've been teaching federal courts for 17 years. You know, one of the things we do in federal courts is we talk about the Supreme Court's original jurisdiction. The court doesn't like its original jurisdiction because it asked the court to function as a trial court. It's used to functioning as an appellate court. And so the court's MO, even in high-profile cases, even in politically sensitive cases, is if the issues are being addressed through cases in other courts involving other parties, the court will stay out of an original case like this. And David, that's true here, right? I mean, insofar as there's any merit to Paxton's arguments against how these four other states conducted their elections, and let's just say there isn't, there are lawsuits pending in all four of those states in which those exact claims are being litigated and ventilated. The justices are aware of that. And so, you know, I think it's just important that folks keep their eyes on the prize, that this is not going to have any effect on, you know, the freight train that is running through the Electoral College voting next Monday and President-elect Biden being sworn in on January 20th.
Given that, I mean, I think a lot of people would, a point that we should go back to is that the Supreme Court hates to be dropped in the middle of what is essentially viewed as a political controversy, at least by the public at large. But they've already got a lot to deal with on separate questions in each of these other states. Is it possible that the Supreme Court strikes back in some way? I mean, otherwise you could wind up with how many politicians petitioning the Supreme Court for political purposes that are way beyond the scope of where the law is likely to take you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it would be nice to see the Supreme Court strike back, David. It would be out of character. I think the court would, in fact, do a service if in one of these cases there was some kind of opinion explaining why the court should not be used like a political pinata the way that it's being used right now by the president's supporters. But of course, that would be out of role for the courts. I think the you know, the strongest statement the courts can send is just one sentence orders denying all of this nonsense. You know, the emergency application in Pennsylvania to throw out all of the mail-in votes in Pennsylvania, a one sentence order denying that application, you know, a one sentence order in this new case denying leave to file. I think that's the most we can expect from the courts. And I think it's worth stressing, David, that insofar as there's a strategy behind what Ken Paxton is doing, he's probably counting on that. He's counting on the fact that the courts aren't going to meet him on the political terrain. And so he's going to have that soapbox to himself. I think that's part of why this is so offensive.
Steve Laddick is the Charles Allen Wright Chair in Federal Courts, University of Texas School of Law, constitutional law scholar. Professor, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you.